Listening 1.
Welcome to summer school.
Listen for main ideas.
At the weekend, we went on a day trip to London by bus. It was amazing. We've also been to Brighton and Windsor. I haven't been homesick at all. Being here is like being at home. You don't have time to miss home because there are classes in the morning and lots of activities. You can go for a swim in the afternoons. Don't worry, the pool is heated. I've spoken to my parents on the phone a few times, but the only thing I really miss is my mum's cooking. I've made so many new friends here. I've been here for 2 weeks, and I've never had so much fun in my life. Bianca, Italy.
This is my third year in England. I've spent every summer here since I was 13. The course hasn't finished yet, but I know my English has really improved again. You have to speak English here because it's the only common language. The funniest thing we've done this year is hunt the teacher. All the teachers were wearing disguises, and we had to find them in the town. The other things I've enjoyed this year are go-karting and the international evening. We all made food from our countries. Most of it was nice, but I didn't like the Hungarian cabbage. Carlos, Mexico.
In my room, there are 5 boys from different countries. There's one German boy who snores really loudly, but apart from that, it's okay. I've only been here for 3 days, but I've already made friends with people from all over the world. While the international students are learning English in the morning, I have Spanish classes. I've just met a Mexican boy here, so I can practice my Spanish with him. The others are always complaining about the English weather, but I don't mind it. I've lived here all my life. Ian, England.
Listen again to listen for main ideas.
Welcome to summer school.
At the weekend, we went on a day trip to London by bus. It was amazing. We've also been to Brighton and Windsor. I haven't been homesick at all. Being here is like being at home. You don't have time to miss home because there are classes in the morning and lots of activities. You can go for a swim in the afternoons. Don't worry, the pool is heated. I've spoken to my parents on the phone a few times, but the only thing I really miss is my mum's cooking. I've made so many new friends here. I've been here for 2 weeks, and I've never had so much fun in my life. Bianca, Italy.
This is my third year in England. I've spent every summer here since I was 13. The course hasn't finished yet, but I know my English has really improved again. You have to speak English here because it's the only common language. The funniest thing we've done this year is hunt the teacher. All the teachers were wearing disguises, and we had to find them in the town. The other things I've enjoyed this year are go-karting and the international evening. We all made food from our countries. Most of it was nice, but I didn't like the Hungarian cabbage. Carlos, Mexico.
In my room, there are 5 boys from different countries. There's one German boy who snores really loudly, but apart from that, it's okay. I've only been here for 3 days, but I've already made friends with people from all over the world. While the international students are learning English in the morning, I have Spanish classes. I've just met a Mexican boy here, so I can practice my Spanish with him. The others are always complaining about the English weather, but I don't mind it. I've lived here all my life. Ian, England.
Listening to.
Hello, Tanya. As you know, you're a role model for lots of young athletes. Can you tell us a bit about how you got involved in sport?
Hi. Yes. Well, after my car accident, I was paralysed from the waist down, so I couldn't do all the sports I loved before. For a year or so, I was really depressed. I was scared of going out, but then I just decided to get fit again. So at first, I started playing wheelchair basketball. There was a team in the city near where I live, and I played for them.
I see. So how old were you when you had the accident?
I was 9. It was 8 years ago.
So you started playing basketball again?
Yes, that's right. Then I began doing athletics because one of the coaches suggested that I should try it, so I did.
You did, and you're obviously very good at it.
Yes, I won the regional athletics competition the following year. I was so happy. Now I never say I can't do something because I think I'm capable of doing whatever I decide to do.
Quite right. So, after winning the regional competition, what happened next?
I was chosen for the Paralympics, so I started training for it, and it was like a dream come true.
Wow, that's fantastic. But it must be really hard as well.
Yes, it's tough, but I love it. To be honest, there are plenty of things that are much more difficult. The most difficult thing I've ever done is learn to drive. I've just passed my test, so I'm celebrating that at the moment.
Congratulations. And what does the future hold for you, do you think?
Well, obviously, I want to win gold in the Paralympics, and I'd love to carry on racing, but I'm also planning to go to college. I want to work as a pharmacist.
Well, we wish you all the best, and good luck.
Thanks.
Listen again.
Hello, Tanya. As you know, you're a role model for lots of young athletes. Can you tell us a bit about how you got involved in sport?
Hi. Yes. Well, after my car accident, I was paralysed from the waist down, so I couldn't do all the sports I loved before. For a year or so, I was really depressed. I was scared of going out, but then I just decided to get fit again. So at first, I started playing wheelchair basketball. There was a team in the city near where I live, and I played for them.
I see. So how old were you when you had the accident?
I was 9. It was 8 years ago.
So you started playing basketball again?
Yes, that's right. Then I began doing athletics because one of the coaches suggested that I should try it, so I did.
You did, and you're obviously very good at it.
Yes, I won the regional athletics competition the following year. I was so happy. Now I never say I can't do something because I think I'm capable of doing whatever I decide to do.
Quite right. So, after winning the regional competition, what happened next?
I was chosen for the Paralympics, so I started training for it, and it was like a dream come true.
Wow, that's fantastic. But it must be really hard as well.
Yes, it's tough, but I love it. To be honest, there are plenty of things that are much more difficult. The most difficult thing I've ever done is learn to drive. I've just passed my test, so I'm celebrating that at the moment.
Congratulations. And what does the future hold for you, do you think?
Well, obviously, I want to win gold in the Paralympics, and I'd love to carry on racing, but I'm also planning to go to college. I want to work as a pharmacist.
Well, we wish you all the best, and good luck.